From NPR News and Slate Magazine online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, we'll talk with a family doctor in Maine about coping with the shortage of the flu vaccine there. But first, a British-born woman who heads the charitable organization Care International in Iraq was kidnapped today. Margaret Hassan, a joint British and Iraqi national, has worked in Iraq for many years. Joining us now from Baghdad is Scott Peterson, staff writer for the Christian Science Monitor. Mr. Peterson, we understand you know Margaret Hassan. What can you tell us about her situation?
Well, I'm not sure what her situation is now. I mean, we understand that earlier today she was kidnapped, and often in these kind of cases we don't get details until much later, and often it can be days, in fact, before we even get a claim of responsibility. But I think one of the things that is remarkable about this case is that Margaret Hassan is someone who is very well known in Baghdad. She's been lived here for more than 30 years. She's been doing charitable work throughout the sanctions period. And also, I mean, she's someone who has also been very, very critical of the American intervention here, both before the war, which is when I first got to know her, and then also afterwards in terms of the occupation and all the mistakes that have been made. She's been a very, very fierce critic, so you would think she would be one of the least likely targets of all the Westerners in Iraq to be kidnapped.
People know her, and she would know where to go, where would be safe. Where was she abducted?
Well, I believe she was abducted from the compound where they were living, and it's not clear, in fact, how carefully guarded it was or not. Of course, they have security precautions in place, but I'm sure, as many relief agencies feel, you know, they're part of their protection is the fact that they are doing work that is, you know, kind of impartial and really more for the good of the people, and they're so widely recognized in that regard that they often feel that that's part of their security. So I'm sure that she would have not been interested in having, you know, kind of Fort Knox security, if you will. But on the other hand, they would have had to have had something. I'm sure she felt protected purely because of the number of people she knew here and because she had such a high-profile position.
What is the extent of CARE's operation in Iraq now?
Now, one of the things that's remarkable about CARE's work is that they have been using Iraqi professionals and Iraqis to conduct a lot of their business throughout the country from well before this war in Iraq. So they've been working for years, and what it also, you know, what it means is that those programs are fairly self-sufficient. They can operate. They don't need to have an awful lot of, you know, foreign staff, or hardly any foreign staff, in fact, to run their operations here.
One more item in the news today. There was an attack on an Iraqi National Guard headquarters north of Baghdad. Some troops killed, many injured. Tell us about the outcome of that. What happened?
Well, it really, these kind of attacks are really coming again and again and again. I mean, it's very clear that the resistance is trying to target the police, the Iraqi National Guard, and it seems that we get these kind of attacks sometimes several in a single day. Of course, Ramadan, the Islamic holy month, began just a few days ago. We've been expecting what we call a Ramadan offensive. That definitely seems to be underway. We've seen numerous attacks in the last few days on the police. This National Guard attack, the most recent, but we had just the night before last, very close to us, just a few blocks away from the hotel where I'm staying in Baghdad, we had a huge car bomb that struck at policemen who were eating in a cafe, killing at least nine, wounding many others. So, I mean, certainly security continues to be a huge problem in Iraq.
Scott Peterson in Baghdad, staff writer for the Christian Science Monitor. Thank you, Mr. Peterson.
Thank you.